producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Baby, on the night you said you would.
Moving forward.
With the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What's your line, Jennifer?
My line?
Let's play. What's your line?
Whose line is it anyway?
Good. Reggie McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
My line is, I'll have another, please.
Really? Ken Kessler, I actually have a story for you. Ken Kessler is the fellow monitoring social media and the trends, what your thoughts are about some of the issues of the day, the important elements of whatever today is. Today is Thursday, by the way, October the 8th, and my computer is running slower than cold molasses.
Aww.
I'm getting one of these downloads. You got to download this and download that. It drives me
nuts. I always say no.
Nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it.
All right. So, Richie.
Yeah.
Richie said he's going to have one. Story at DougSteffen.com today. The problems that people have when they run out of beer.
Never a problem.
What?
I have. Never.
When you have friends over, your team is in a close game. So if this is a problem for you, to ease the frustration of drinking up all of your suds, the folks at Bud Light have the Bud E Fridge. This is a small refrigerator for people who are up for whatever. The number of bottles inside, hashtag up for whatever, holds 78, this bottle, this little refrigerator, 78 bottles. Of beer on the wall, 78 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 77 bottles of beer on the wall. You
Your
see the picture of this?
Must be slow if we're singing this song.
No, I'm
everybody now, you're trying to distract us.
Anyway, so what else is the highlight of this, Kenny? Besides,
you lost 78 Budweiser.
Oh, you don't like Budweiser, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't. They are the evil empire now.
So now.
Did you know Budweiser's trying, Anheuser-Busch, which is now.
Belong to some Dutch
Danish
company.
Dutch company.
Yeah.
They're trying to buy Miller Lite, and Miller Lite turned down an offer of $104 billion. Dollars.
Why would that serve them to have those two companies that are competitors? They take one of them out? Is that what happens?
Why?
Well, buy it and get rid of them?
Somebody's going to offer you $130 or $40 billion. You take the money and run, baby.
You want to know something?
Well, what's their strategy, though? Why do the people that own Bud want to buy Miller out?
They want to own all the big boys. And
yeah, it's all the shelf space.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you want to play guess what game?
One more beer fest before you
See how frustrated I get, Jennifer? Same thing all the time from him.
Budweiser sees what's happening in beer. Even the 20-year-olds and the 22-year-olds, the 21s and up, are out there buying craft beers because they realize what garbage Bud and Miller Lite and all of those Coors Lights and all those
things
are.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with the Coors Light.
You know, on a hot day.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be drinking beer all day and you have to drink 20 of them, yeah, Coors Light's fine.
Meredith drinks some German beer. What's a German beer?
Bud is out buying craft breweries now. Mm-hmm. And they're realizing that that is the future. So they're out buying.
Who is?
Bud is. Yeah. Anheuser-Busch is out buying craft breweries.
St. Louis, Missouri.
They'll put them all out.
Can I tell you my story now?
The thing with this fridge is that it's hooked up to the internet, so it tells you when you're running out of beer and orders more.
Really?
And in some places in the country, you can have it delivered, so your fridge could order more beer for you.
Isn't that great?
That's cool.
That's the future. I mean, you know, I'm out of eggs. My refrigerator tells Amazon Fresh I need eggs, and then they show up.
Well, you go into the bathroom in the morning, and you stand on the scale, and it tells you to lose weight, or is programmed so that it's going to tell you by doing a scan of your eyes what's wrong with you today. day.
But that's, you know what? I go every. I have a refrigerator in my garage, and all it is there to do is hold beer.
Great.
For when the neighbors come over. And unfortunately,
right. You don't have neighbors who won't visit you unless you give them a beer? What kind of neighborhood is that?
No, but my house is the house to come to. When we're all out mowing the lawn on Saturdays, everybody ends up in my driveway.
Really?
Everybody ends up in my garage. We all have
a bunch of leeches.
We all chat the whole thing.
Where do you go when you want to get a beer?
My garage.
Can't go next door to Fred's house.
Yeah, no, I can go to Abbott's house, or I can go to Rick's house, or, you know.
Hi, Jennifer, did you have something to add to this conversation?
No, I don't even want to play anymore.
Why?
Because you guys are just so loud.
Don't say you guys. It was McFadden, not me. Don't say you guys. McFadden.
I just blame you all. I put you on a group. Okay, so I'll tell you my story now.
I don't want to hear it now.
Well, you know what, Josh? No, do you know where the original Budweiser is from?
Original Bud beer? Where it was developed?
They're Germans, but they came to the United States. I mean, St. Louis, I guess.
No, the original Budweiser started in the Czech Republic. In fact, if you go to Prague and you go to Pilsen, where Pilsner beer is made, the original Budweiser was called Budvar. Mm. And so Budvar was introduced in Prague, and then Budweiser came in. And they were Budweiser at the time, obviously. Right, yeah. They created Budweiser, and they totally screwed over the Czech Republic, by the way.
Really?
And so for years, you couldn't get Budweiser. You'd still just get, they kept producing Budvar there because they didn't want to have to fund Budweiser.
Okay.
You know, all right. Enough on the beer. History of beer.
Come on.
I do remember that.
No. See?
Let's keep moving.
Good for her.
All right. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us with some important medical news and developments this week.
He likes me.
And then, in the Critics Corner, I'll review Puccini's La Bohème.
Yay. Finally. How can you review it? You slept through it.
Darby. That was unfair.
That was not unfair. Yes, it's what happened. Now you said, people, it's just a light one.
Listen to my review of La Bohème.
No one was going to listen to it anyway.
Dr. Ken in 60 seconds.
No, 90, maybe 120 seconds.
No. Okay, yeah.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Kohl's Columbus Day Weekend Sale is going on now. Hurry in and save on sweaters, fleece, and denim for the family. And get Levi's at the lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's Mid-Rise Skinny for her, just $36.99. Or 5'11 Slim Fit for him, just $39.99. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings fast. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings, sponsored by United Healthcare and Pfizer Vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus now visits with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats and Neo 40. We'll talk about why Ken thinks that those products are good to use after we get into some of the nitty-gritty of the medical news this week, including surgery connected to weight loss. If you're getting, what do they call those, the lappendectomy?
Bariatric surgery.
Bariatric surgery. What's the problem?
This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the surgery volume. Doug, this week, weight loss surgery patients, they're at increased risk for self-harm and suicide within the first 3 years after having a bariatric procedure. Even if you remove the weight, you may not remove the psychological issues associated with it. The increased risk for self-harm stresses the need for screening for suicide risk during follow-up after weight loss surgery, Doug.
So that means when you have a lappendectomy, is that what it's called? Lappendectomy?
A lapendectomy.
When do you get? What is it called when you have the weight loss surgery? You get
bariatric procedure.
So you need not only do you need that surgery, but you need a brain.
Well, you need just some. You need an evaluation initially to determine what your mental state is, mm-hmm. and then you need follow up to make sure that you're not developing depression or suicide.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's a heart specialist, cardiologist in Florida at Lake Cardiology. You can check out his website, lakecardiology.com. The news today on hot flashes and their connection to heart disease.
Exactly. This comes out of the North American Menopausal Society 2015 annual meeting, Doug. Menopausal women who have lots of hot flashes, they could face a higher risk for early stage heart disease. Women in their mid-50s who have up to 12 hot flashes per day have thicker carotid artery layers than women with 4 or less flashes per day. This link is independent of age, race, weight, cholesterol levels, and blood pressure. Women who have frequent hot flash symptoms, they need to be regularly screened for heart disease risk factors, Doug, such as blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, and smoking.
All right. I know who you're going to get a visit from. next, the immune system for women is enhanced by sexual activity, it looks like.
Well, this is from Fertility and Sterility and also another medical journal, Physiology and Behavior, this month. Two publications. For centuries, women have used the calendar method, Doug, for getting pregnant or for not getting pregnant based on the idea that having sex on or around the days they're ovulating increases their chances of conception. But two new studies have discovered that having more sex any time may boost fertility. It has to do with the immune system. Sexual activity actually prevents the body's natural defenses from attacking sperm or the emerging embryo and prepares the body for potential impregnation. So we can each draw our own conclusions from this study.
All right. Let's talk about the studies that have been done on beets, the things that we are talking about with regard to giving your body more energy, getting more blood flow around, connected to nitric oxide, which is connected to beets, which is connected to super beets and Neo 40. This is not heavy lifting to put these things all together, Ken.
Well, in 1988, nitric oxide, Doug, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. And also, this can allow, instead of all those high caffeine and high sugar drinks, a way to get an energy boost throughout the day.
All right. So with the National Institutes of Health saying that about 60% of you have high blood pressure or are in danger of it, you need to call 800-655-4183 and get a hold of this product that Ken has just told you about. Super Beets, Neo 40, the capsules that melt in your mouth, give you instant energy, much better than a cup of coffee. And then Super Beets gets that blood around through the day if you're going to work out. Get the muscles and your brain and everything in your body tuned up with extra blood. That's what happens with the products that come from the Super Beats folks and Neo 40. 800-655-4183. Am I looking at the clock?
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
It's one of the great operatic songs of all time.
That's mine too. It's on my iPod.
Of course.
You recognize this song.
Oh, yes.
You have to. Oh, we just stop. Crank it up, Richie. We agree.
Yes, please.
Must recognize it by now. She's a jerk.
Oh, now he's interested.
No, this was a song that last night I recognized. I didn't recognize much else, but I recognized this from La Boheme.
Is it turning over? Or?
No, I was in a seat.
Yeah, but you're sleeping.
Hold on. If you listen really closely,
yeah,
you can hear it last night.
Yeah.
Doug, no, she's actually very attractive. She's not a fat lady.
But then there was at the opera.
Doug went to La Boheme last night.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Because
Meredith bought a couple of tickets.
Meredith bought a couple of tickets.
Him to go.
And there's nobody in the world I would rather spend time with than Meredith.
Right, absolutely. But Jan and Ken and I knew that Doug would be asleep within 15 minutes of the show starting. And how long did it take for you to pass out?
Well, the lights were out.
Yeah, what can you do, right?
I know.
Actually, Meredith is a good sport about it.
And but she knew you would fall asleep. You always do at these
times. But I woke up when I heard the music like this. This song. No, this is a very popular operatic song. It's a great song.
When she was singing, were you so tired that you were mad at her for singing, or did you wake up, enjoy the song, and then go back to sleep?
No, I was really wiped last night.
I know. So were you mad at her for singing? Because I know when I'm really tired and I can't keep my eyes open.
No, I wanted to know what was going on in the story that was being told, because I didn't really know the story.
Was your head jerking? Were you embarrassed a little?
I wasn't embarrassed.
It's so embarrassing when your head flies.
No, I don't think.
And when you do that, wake yourself up with like a...
And then you have to let out a cough like you're just having some sort of asthmatic fit. You're, I'm not short.
Meredith said that I gave it a good effort. What did she say? Something about... she didn't say you gave it your all, but... You well, gave
clearly
it a good
job.
Almost.
Not.
Right. We had a wonderful dinner beforehand. While we're in Italy. This is not part of the opera from last night.
This is an encore from the opera.
Don't stay out the lane with a bad boy, Giuseppe. Always shoot the fool. Go to the flunker school. That's my mama. Boy, to make a mistake, the thing I got to do.
This is from La Boheme Part 2.
Boy, to make a mistake, just to make a lousy box. I got to feel like a fool. And the
right, so anyway.
Hello. What's the matter with you? Hey, God, no matter. Hey, what do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad.
This is a like 200-year-old opera, and you get this guy singing.
You keep stepping on the thing. What are you doing? You're killing me. All I wanted to do is say, I'll shut up in your face.
Anyway, it was an interesting experience. And the
did you get popcorn?
No, they don't have.
Yeah, what do they serve there? What can you have as
churros?
Pizza? That's big pretzels and cheese on
nachos. When you go to the office, can you buy nachos? With like that melted milk.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
Anyway, thank you, Meredith.
28 Thank you, Meredith.
In the news, a Kennedy breaks the family code. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Patrick Kennedy, from the fabled Kennedy clan, son of Teddy, breaks the pathology of silence surrounding alcohol addiction. Says his father was a rip-roaring alcoholic. Patrick's own struggle with addiction is well known. He wants the nation to know that alcohol or drug addiction is not a character flaw or a moral issue, and we should deal with it for what it is, a medical problem. Here's the thing, Mr. Kennedy is dead right. Alcohol or drug addiction is no different than diabetes or hypertension, and like them, does respond to treatment. Hopefully, his coming out with the family secret will help remove the shame surrounding alcoholism, because shaming is useless. It cures nothing. It just adds to the misery. DCOC advice, the moderate management of alcoholism is effective, and it doesn't always mean total abstinence either. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can catch my video on alcohol treatment on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinas from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camille, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partner with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit JCPenney.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So now it's time to get back to some more action here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn on Good Day. Also joining us is Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. We'll have Max Kuttner with us in a few minutes. The media's relationship to coverage of all of these shootings. I yesterday said that, in a sense, I said I was ashamed to be a participant in all of this because of what the findings here lately suggest. And those findings suggest that because of the news media coverage and conversation about what happened to the last person or in the last incident, the next person gets his interest level queued up and takes inspiration from the last person. And that's what's keeping all of this stuff going. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, a team of scientists has constructed nephrons that resemble a human kidney. You know what a nephron is, Jennifer?
I actually kind of remember this from anatomy.
Yep.
I know it's something to do with the kidneys. Is it like the cells in the kidneys?
Yeah, it's a bit. Yeah. Neph refers to kidneys.
Right.
And this work is being done by molecular bioscience scientists here who are, you know, the biggest problem, the next biggest problem organ after the heart. Is the kidney and liver area.
Your skin is the biggest organ in your body.
Yes, it is, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about problems with organs. The heart, number one, kidneys and liver, number two. So these people are trying to come up with a way to replace the damaged cellular structure in your kidney with something that's created out of a stem cell technology, the same sort of technology that is, well, there's two different kinds of stem cell technology. One of them comes from the plant side, one of them comes from the human side, and or the animal side, and that's what they're doing this stuff here by removing your blood and checking it for water and waste and that sort of thing, and they can tell by what they measure there, what your organ is doing, not only the kidneys, but other organs as well. Fascinating research. The reason I bring it up is because there is so much going on now behind the scenes. So much big money. Big pharma has become so internationally strong. These organizations that are worth, in some cases, a couple of $1 trillion, that's how big pharma is in the world. They are looking for more ways to expand and to get into the systems that I'm talking about, our systems, so that they can make more money. It's good and it's bad. My theory is, and this is why I'm so against the Trans-Pacific Trade Pact, that the foods that we are eating that come from God knows where, we don't know where they're coming from, most of them, are doing nothing but killing the good cells in your body. And so these people that are from these big companies that are responsible for feeding you crap, they're also on the boards of directors of lots of the drug companies. And so the drug company's charge is to come up with something that they can use to counter the bad food that you've been eating. So it just makes sense. Make money on top of money on top of money on top of money.
I always say my Taekwondo instructor and my chiropractor are in cahoots with each other.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Why not? Under the circumstances. So anyway, I feel very strongly about these things. And I use this for two reasons. One, I wanted you to know that this activity is going on. Number two, I wanted to have another opportunity to tell you why I don't like the Trans-Pacific Partnership and that whole deal. Apparently, the surveys that were done this week, Kenny, was it you who said it was 69% of the public? Or maybe Jennifer said it earlier on. 69% do not approve, do not want Congress to pass this, because Obama will sign it sure as heck if it gets to his desk. And it's very bad. Very bad.
Even Hillary Clinton came out and said she's not
going to do it.
Although, I was just doing a little bit, because, you know, I like to fish around.
She was for it before she was against it.
Yeah, she was for it, and she actually, on record, said 45 times that she was pushing for the agreement, that she liked the agreement, but now she's saying no, which is smart politically, because, again, nobody likes this thing, you know? Yeah. She's going with the masses.
The president is delivering the main address at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus today. They're having their gala awards in Washington. So this is by the Latin American Music Awards are on tonight, too, I think, Richie. Your wife will be watching because they're on Telemundo. She doesn't like Telemundo?
She does love Telemundo, but she doesn't watch the Hispanic Music Awards. She's going to the Grammys.
Richie's wife is Hispanic or from Colombia, because that makes her Hispanic. I'm troubled by the continuing pandering of both sides to the Hispanics, whether they're legit or they're not legit. It's an obvious pander. So is this how you get votes now? Is this the way to do it, or is this always, am I just naive? It's the way to make sure the Irish politicians versus the Italian politicians, and if you're Irish, you vote for the Irish guy, and if you're Italian, you vote for the Italian guy.
It annoys me, too, but think about it. In the 30s, 40s, and 50s, everything was segregated. You know, the Italians, the Irish.
So there's nothing new. I shouldn't be outraged about
people without meaning to, I think, vote for what, you know, what's like them. I mean, you just kind of do, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Obama, that's what made Obama's election so historic, because people felt good. They were voting for someone that was different.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians always pander to whoever they think can help them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They always have.
Donald Trump, speaking of politicians or wannabes, he does not want offshore wind turbines ruining the view near one of his golf courses in Scotland. So
but he is for concubines, right? Just not turbines.
He's right. He's flying over to Scotland today to testify. He's going actually to the lawyers for Trump are going to the Supreme Court on this thing to try to keep the wind turbines. This is the same sort of thing that Ted Kennedy did off the coast of the Cape. You knew that, right? There were proposals to put wind turbines 23 miles off the shore where no one would see them. But Kennedy didn't like the idea of having them in his backyard, so he scuttled the idea. Now that he's dead, the idea has resurfaced, and in fact, they're going to put these wind turbines all around the Cape and the islands. And as a matter of fact, why in the world, as you think it through, don't we have this as a national movement? Why aren't there wind turbines up and down the coast at the 200-mile mark from the tip of Maine all the way down along the coast to the border of Mexico and then up the coast from California to Washington. Why don't we have them bordering our entire country? Why?
Because they kill lots of birds.
Baloney.
Yep.
Who said that?
Well, the bird people.
Yeah, right.
The bird people.
The bird people.
You know.
How many birds out 200 miles away from shore? The birds aren't out there. There's no birds out that far. The birds may be out a couple of miles, but they come back in. There's no food.
I'm telling you, man, the bird people go crazy over these windmill things.
Well, the bird people need, they're for the birds then. It doesn't make any sense at all. All right, what's up today with Vladimir Putin? He's 63 years old. He's going to play hockey today to celebrate his birthday.
Hopefully somebody checks him up high. And
right. He did that yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh. Was yesterday his birthday or is it today?
Yes, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. How did I get to be how come I'm a day behind?
I don't know. We just talked about this a few hours ago.
Are you just now realizing 4 hours into the show you're reading yesterday's newspaper?
Yeah.
No, I'm reading today's New York Times. Thank you, Richie. It's a front page story. So there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he celebrated his birthday yesterday with a game of hockey. Could that have been it?
Let's see. I'll get you the exact... celebrated his birthday.
The ED is a dead giveaway, man. Yeah.
Ruins it every time.
Yep.
All right. Let's see if we can sell some Provia.
Like this show used to be topical.
Like Jennifer used to be on it.
Hello?
You can email her at Jennifer. It used to be at DougSteffen.com.
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Jackie Collins is dead.
She just died?
Yeah. Last night.
One final message to her fans. Don't listen to Jennifer Horn. Other than that, she did actually. This is a very interesting letter that she wrote for readers around the world, Jennifer.
Yes.
Quote, as you may have recently heard, I reveal that I've been living... life to the fullest, even though I had stage 4 breast cancer. With October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, my message is this, she explained in a post from her personal website. Early detection can save lives. Get regular mammograms and tell your loved ones to do so. I don't think that goes for any of the medicine or any of the history of this that I know about suggests that if you find something in a mammogram is too late, you better be doing something else. That is maybe considered more invasive. MRI is much better way. But a lot of people that I know, including my former wife, who had stage 4 breast cancer, and didn't know they had it until it was too late, really. I mean, even though she survived with it 21 years after she found out she had it, it still is a very difficult thing to find. I don't know. If I were a woman and I had a history of breast cancer in my family, wow, would I want to be staying on top of that as much as
possible?
You
see so many people that actually just get preventative or want to get preventative mastectomies.
Yeah, but that's not apparently smart either.
Oh, I know. That's what they say. But I can't blame them for thinking that way.
Nope. All right. It's 44 past the hour. In a couple of moments, we're going to have Max Kuttner here with us, journalist from Long Island, focusing on the shootings that have gone on and the media's attention to them. That's up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. Or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Uncle Ben's. If you shared a photo of your food on social media, you're not alone. Sharing and food go hand in hand, but nothing more so than sharing meals as a family. Cooking shows and enthusiasm for culinary delights have become ubiquitous. Now it's time to let kids in on the fun. Research confirms sharing family meals has a positive effect on child development. The Ben's Beginners Cooking Contest inspires families to connect in the kitchen and invites young chefs and their parents to submit videos of themselves cooking for a chance to win big prizes. Tamara Mari Housley, actress and mom.
Creating your contest video isn't just a fun way to bond with your children. It also teaches them important life lessons such as creativity, reading, math, science, and presentation skills. Learning to cook is a skill that builds healthy eating habits kids carry with them for life.
Enter to win $15,000 for your family and a $30,000 cafeteria makeover for your child's school. For more, visit UncleBens.com.
All right, now 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Max Kuttner is a journalist from Long Island focusing on general interest stories. He's associated with Newsweek magazine. You can find his work at Newsweek.com. From his latest piece, he writes, quote, in July, researchers presented a terrifying idea. Mass killings and school shootings may be contagious. These, as far as I'm concerned, Max, these people are homegrown terrorists. And I think often about how to talk about these on the radio, perhaps not mentioning their names, as has been done. Not a lot here, but certainly the major news media. This is a program that talks about what's going on in the news and in the world, but we don't make the news, and the newspapers don't either, but they sometimes appeal to, as is suggested here, those who would like to be like fill in the blank, the last guy, whoever it was. And I think that's your theme, isn't it? That's your theory?
Yes, that's what I write about. That's what victims advocates say. That's what researchers like those this past summer who reported on it said. I think now it's pretty safe to say that these are tend to be inspired by previous acts. And victims advocates, journalism ethicists, say that there are ways to for reporters to minimize that in their reporting.
All right, let's talk about that, because the ethical treatment of this, the leaving out of the names, which is my suggestion, is maybe an important way of dealing. The ethics of the news, it would seem to me, would preclude them from wanting to have people follow copycat-wise what was done a week or two ago. They ought to do whatever they can to prevent that, right?
Yes, and we've seen that with other types of issues. We see that sometimes with international hostages, the news not naming names. We see with suicide prevention advocates have issued guidelines like the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, World Health Organization, that reporters have adhered to. We've seen this with not naming rape victims. So there are ways to do that. There is a precedent there for not naming these shootings. Reporters just have to kind of come on board with that.
Wow. There isn't a law that's needed here. There's just some consciousness. Yes?
Yes, correct.
All right. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So, yes, and it, as you alluded to this research, Arizona State University over the summer found that 30% of mass killings had been inspired by previous mass killings, 22% of school shootings had been inspired by previous school shootings. So this isn't just victims advocates saying, hey, you guys as reporters should focus on the victims, not the shooters. There is now research to back this idea up.
Well, there was an interesting reality that happened after the shooting, when there was so much attention being given to the guy that did the shooting and not enough to the fellow that took seven bullets trying to get in the way of the shooter and his victims.
Right.
And I noticed the fellow still in the hospital. There was a crowdfunder GoFundMe effort to help him and his family that raised about $700,000 in the last 3 or 4 days. So people are paying attention to this sort of thing and would rather pay attention. That's the name that we should have known out of this, not the kid.
Right, and his name, to say it, is Chris Mintz.
Yes, right, yeah. And you can go to the GoFundMe site if you want to help his family. But that's what I'm saying is we ought to be focused more on the victims here and not on the people who do it. And again, it's a simple choice that those in the news media would have. And whether they're taught that or they just feel it, There's so many of them that go for the quick hit. That's what it is. It's just a quick hit. Lazy.
Right.
Lazy reporting.
I think sometimes people in these, you know, unthinkable, unspeakable acts, people want all the information they could find. That's their way of working through it. So some people will be searching for the names. It's the reporter's choice and maybe the newsroom's choice as well.
Max, thank you. Max Kudner from Newsweek here.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So, you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100%
Moon River.
Thank you, Doc. You ever serve time?
I can do this all
too bad he's such a weirdo.
He's great.
Harold Faltermeyer, Fletch's team. Didn't he do the Beverly Hills Cop themes too, Kenny?
Yes, he did.
Chucker? Yeah, he did. All right, so this is from Fletch. We're celebrating Chevy Chase's 72nd birthday today with some more sound from the movie Fletch.
My name is Irwin Fletcher. I'm Don Corleone.
Perry S. Truman.
Igor Stravinsky.
Name's Liddy.
Gordon Liddy.
Mr. Sam Linden.
Nugent. Ted Nugent.
John Cox.
So.
The Bar.
B-A-B-A-R.
Don't ever call me Irwin.
No, who he
was. One more thing.
Maybe I'm going to blow your brains out. No, I'm no lawyer, but I do believe that's a violation of my rights.
What do you like best about Chevy Chase's work over the years?
I'm in the minority. I'm not a big fan.
No, I don't like him either, but
he's had some hits, and I mean, he's been a, I mean, I got Christmas Vacation. I like him in.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
he's,
me.
He's done decent work,
yeah.
But, you know, if you Google, I don't want to, you know, pile on the guy, but if you Google Chevy Chase behind the scenes.
Yeah, he's such a jerk.
When he was on SNL, I mean, he was some of those stories are really brutal and almost inhuman, the way he treated people.
Yeah.
Same thing when he was on Community. People hated him.
Yeah, but his physical comedy is some of the best stuff ever.
All right, so, Kenny, thanks a lot for bringing this to our attention.
I just want to say happy birthday, Chevy.
Yeah. All right, in a moment, we have movie news here.
And he's aged well.
Oh, yeah, he looks terrific. It's Chuck's time to share some of his thoughts with us.
We celebrate your 72nd birthday.
To whom are you speaking, Chuck or me?
Chuck and everybody.
Really? I'll be in fine shape. It'll sound exactly the same as it does now. Thank you, Rich. All right, anyway, Chucker has movie news in a moment on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, Chucker, what do we have in the movie news bag?
Interesting story that was reported yesterday. As I talked about a few weeks ago, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, and Annie Potts, the original Ghostbusters cast, all agreed in film cameos in Paul Feig's all-female Ghostbuster movie, which hits theaters this summer, starring Melissa McCarthy. Well, he asked Rick Moranis, who was one of the major players in the original Ghostbusters franchise, and Moranis turned the cameo down, saying it made no sense to him. And I think that's the way a lot of fans feel. Because if these characters are not playing the original, or these actors are not playing the original characters, it sort of has a hollow feeling for a lot of people. I think including myself, it'll be fun to see them, but without playing those characters, I guess I agree with Moranis. What is the point?
Well, isn't that the same for any of these? I remember when Maverick came out, Mel Gibson played.
I mean, that happens all the time. Usually with one actor, though, but you're talking about bringing almost the whole cast back to be in the film playing different characters. I think that'll have somewhat of a different feel. Yeah, you're right. James Garner played a different character in the movie version of Maverick. Mel Gibson took over the title role. Kevin McCarthy actually made a great cameo in Invasion of the Body Snatchers remake in 78 with Donald Sutherland. I'm not saying it doesn't work. It does work to a point, but these characters are so iconic to see them play different roles.
Right, that's what people want to see, I think. It's like playing the hits at a concert, frankly. Yeah. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, I guess so. And word of mouth is reportedly so good on the Ridley Scott's The Martian. That'll be the number one film this weekend.
Yeah, it's
outgrossing Pan and also the movie The Walk, which go wide release starting.
Super movie. Go see it. Opening on this date 11 years ago, Friday Night Lights, Billy Bob Thornton. And Derek Luke, who's becoming...
That was a good movie, but I love the TV series. I thought the TV series was outstanding.
Derek Hedlund, who is a friend of my son's, who's gone on to start some other stuff, apparently had a few visits with the wrong end of the law. Jimmy Fallon was in that movie. No, he wasn't. He was in Taxi with Queen Latifah, which opened also on this date, 2004. Thank you,
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.